Blog Talk Radio.
Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, master motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway where we are on a divine journey, a journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We want you to know that we sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two basic formats of empowerment. We bring you two formats of empowerment each week, the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series, which has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Hope you have your barbells ready. Tonight is a work it night. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online for your convenience at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia4. The letter U. On our last installment of Motivational Mondays, we discussed forming a future with Jhené Allen of Senses. It was a rich and informative installment. Each Shape Up installment is focused on working it now, as we stated earlier, taking the time to clearly give tools that would support you in working your vision, achieving your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams. And I have a question that I want to bring to today's broadcast. Are you struggling with staying in shape personally or professionally? Well, I want you to know it's time to get into shape to win. Before we jump into today's broadcast, I want to cast a vision of what this episode will look like. I will be sharing with you around today's topic, and we're going to give you some key elements, some tools that you can have readily accessible in your toolbox to be able to pull out of your toolbox around today's topic. And I want you to know that we'll be sharing for about 40 minutes into our broadcast around today's topic and the subject at hand. And then we will open our programming up for audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments. And this, of course, lends to an interactive environment. And I want you to know that we truly encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime in at the appropriate time. As we prepare to jump into today's topic and the richness of the same, we ask that you take a moment, invite someone to today's show, write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, send a text, send a DM, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you and to get in shape to win with you today on today's broadcast. We extend our heartfelt thanks for your continued support, our loyal and faithful listeners of Motivational Mondays presented by Inspired Media for you, and the support that you're giving week to week to expand our outreach. Well, it's time. Let's get into shape to win. You know, as I was processing around today's subject with a dear friend of mine, we were talking about this battle of shaping up and understanding that shaping up is truly a process. And the results vary, and oftentimes the results are different for each person. In addition to that, it takes time. I want you to also process around that the results are never instant, but yet we live in a microwave society. We want things quick, fast, in a hurry. We want to be able to drive through and get breakfast, drive through and get lunch, drive through and get dinner. We drive through to get our coffee. We can drive through for so many various things because of the world that we live in today that's all about quick, fast, and in a hurry. And what I've grown to learn to be true is that to stay in shape, there are certain things that we must do consistently. And these things, of course, will cost us something. You know, I often like to make the connection with the natural, and that's the physical, and of course this intangible of quote-unquote giving birth to a vision, seeing a vision manifest that's invisible to the physical with your vision, your dreams, your ideas, whatever that looks like, your goals. And, you know, I, Coach Adams, being transparent with you, I've been struggling with staying in shape on various levels. Why? Because I, too, want it quick, fast, in a hurry. Instantaneously, we want to see the results. And oftentimes, we have to step back and be reminded that this journey to success, it is truly a process. And, you know, I've even seen this in other circles that I'm in, that if the results are not instant, there's frustration. This frustration becomes a barrier to one's goal. This anxiety of where do I go from here? What do I need to do? I'm not getting the results that I desire. And so I wanted to be able to, today on Motivational Mondays, to really bring some key tangible steps that all of us can see, that we can be reminded of, that you can add to your toolbox. Four basic keys to staying in shape. Now, of course, you may say, Coach Adams, I can tell you others, and at the appropriate time, I welcome you joining in and sharing your thoughts. But I wanted to keep it simple, in some way bring us back to basic, regardless of the level that you may find yourself in. Because sometimes things, the reality is that things do not unfold the way that we desire, the way that we anticipate, the way that we want them to. And there is this legitimate battle of how do I stay in shape. And so the four keys that I'm going to share with you today that we're going to continuously throughout today's broadcast build a case around is, number one, keep moving. And we're going to talk about that. Number two, mix things up. Number three, stay focused. And number four, stay positive. Now, as we look at these four basic foundational keys, I want you to know that Coach Adams, as I've often shared with you, I'm in the trenches with you, maybe a step or two ahead on my journey, but I'm still in the trenches with you. As long as each and every one of us has a dash between our sunrise and sunset, as you often hear me say, there is things that we are growing in, things that need to be processed through. And so I want you to know that even as I'm sharing with you, I am being encouraged. I was encouraged by the reminder of these four basic steps. Again, just four basic steps, and you may have more. When we're talking about keep moving, sounds so easy, but yet the challenge is that many of us, when we get to that place of frustration, what happens is we want to throw in the towel. You know, so often when people are in a negative space, in a challenged space, what do they want to do? They want to sleep. They become weary. They're tired. They just want to continuously sleep. They can't get enough sleep. That's a sign of depression. And so I want to share with you that as it relates to us continuing this process of staying in shape, personally and professionally, even physically, in order for us to stay in shape, we have to keep moving. You have to keep movement in your life. And this keep moving is a mindset that is that of one that makes the decision consciously and says, I will not quit. Quitting is not an option. For those that throw in the towel, quitting is an option for them. Please don't misunderstand Coach Adams' heart when I give you this next illustration, because this is my point of view, that when people, for example, throw in the towel in a relationship, they have determined, I'm just going to quit. It's not worth the fight. So whatever level your struggle is, if you just simply keep moving, understanding that each and every step truly counts. You know, I was reminded today, despise not small beginnings, whatever your small beginnings are or are not. Continue to build your plan. Continue to shape your vision. Continue to ultimately fight. I will fight for my vision. And so when you declare that I will continue to move, you know, it's interesting, as I was thinking about keep moving, my mentor shares a statement that I really got at a different level today as I was processing around the four keys to staying in shape with our vision. And, you know, he talked about that death comes upon one slowly. And so when you slow down, death is able to catch up with you. But if you keep moving, because death slowly approaches, it's a struggle for it to catch up with you. And I hope you understand the illustration of what I'm sharing with you from my takeaway from that as it relates specifically to our vision, our dreams, and our goals, and maintaining life in them that if I just continue to move, if I just each day take one step, two steps, do something, I will turn around and I will see that that gap that I once had, it's becoming smaller and smaller because I continue to move. So today, as I encourage you in keeping this momentum in this fight to staying in shape, moving, maybe it's physical that you're struggling with. Keep moving. You know, it's so funny. I was having a conversation, literally, I think it was 2 days ago, with my cousin around Fitbit. And many of you may have heard of it. And what was so funny is that she said Fitbit, because I don't have one, and we were talking about it. Fitbit reminds you, get up and move. You know, there's a specific goal in it. Continuously gives you these reminders to get up and move, to keep moving, so that you can achieve your goal. And she was sharing with me, because of those constant triggers, she's seeing great success because it's reminding her to keep moving. So she's just continuously getting up and moving. The same is true with our vision, with our goals, with our dream. If we just keep moving, we will start to see the results. Not instantaneously. It's not going to happen instantly. For some, it may be a process before you see the manifestation of that. You know, I often reference my mentors who I serve, Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, and they're a great model for me. And so I share and bring out things that really connect with me around their vision and their journey. And one of the things that I can say, their vision started in 1985, over 30-plus years ago. And when their vision first started, it was the declaration of a global generation. Well, at the time, they were in the heart of Compton, and it wasn't global. But as they continue to speak that over time, they can now say that their vision is global and has touched people all around the globe. But it didn't happen instantly. I can say with the Coach Adams brand, the growth that Coach Adams has experienced in this season, it wasn't instantaneously. And yes, I would love to see it happen sooner. They're greater. Who wouldn't want things to happen faster? But we have to recognize that there is a process. And as I continue to progress, as you continue to progress through this process, the key is to keep moving. So I can't emphasize enough the significance of continuing to move. As we're talking about four basic keys today in staying in shape, in our Shape series here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. Next up is mix things up. Ooh, I love this one. Take a fresh approach and keep things fun and vibrant. You know, I have a ministry partner, dear friend of mine, often says that when I stop having fun, that means I need to step away. And I want to share with you as it relates to your vision. If you're not having fun in this birthing process of your vision, then maybe you need to step away. Maybe that is not the assignment that you were called to. I was sharing with someone just a couple of days ago, and we were talking about the significance of this vibrancy that comes when you know that you are fulfilling your assignment. And I was sharing with them, I said, despite the challenges, I can honestly say that I look forward to Motivational Mondays. I look forward to 4 hours of power with Coach Adams. I look forward to each and every coaching client. I look forward to my Shape Up Winner's Circle, whatever it is. I look forward to each and every opportunity that I have to walk in purpose. And so there should be this vibrancy of fun and this freshness. When we're talking about mixing it up, we have to maintain variety. We cannot get set in our comfort zone. We have to continuously allow ourselves to be stretched. We have to be okay with redesigning things. If there's been a shift, and I often will make the reference to Madonna because of how long she has been an artist in the entertainment industry at the top of her game. Do you know that Madonna makes over $1 million for each show that's barely 4 hours? Many of us are thinking too small. Over $1 million. Now, she has been in the industry for a long time, and I often say she is one that I honor and recognize as the queen of reinventing herself. In this mixing it up, you have to allow yourself to be stretched out of your comfort zone. You can't allow yourself to get comfortable. Even with me and my vision and the full circle of empowerment that I have and Motivational Mondays, which happens every week, it's easy to get settled in one's comfort zone, but we can't. We have to keep things fresh, keep things fun, mix it up, do things differently. Even like with me, I'm embracing guests that I may not know and may not know their approach and all of these different things, whatever it is, taking risk on certain guests, whatever that may look like, taking a risk on certain topics. You know, I often say when you open a phone line, life is like a box of chocolate. You never know what you're going to get. And so I'm saying that grab that box of chocolate. Continue to mix things up. Allow yourself to be stretched out of your comfort zone. Allow yourself to maintain the variety in your vision. And ultimately, have fun. Embrace the journey that we've established is a process. Have fun. If you're not having fun, my heart goes out to you. If I wasn't having fun on my journey the past 11 years, full-time entrepreneur, no full-time salary, when I tell you it has literally been this journey of highs and lows, uncertainty, but yet I'm having fun, absolutely love it. You know, sharing with my mentors, we were reflecting on Vertical Leap seminars, and generally speaking, we do them and host them once a month. And we were reflecting this past weekend that there was one month where we did 3 in 1 month, almost 4 the way that the calendar fell. And we were all like, but we loved it. Why? Because there's a vibrancy when you are living life focused on purpose. But you have to keep it mixed up. And whenever you're doing whatever your focus, figure out how can you keep things fresh. How can you take a fresh, a unique, a different approach? There may be the foundation that remains the same in your services, in the direction or what have you, like Madonna. Madonna, bottom line, what is consistent with her is she's a singer. Ah, but not just a singer. She is an entertainer. So she has to keep things fresh and mix things up and keep it vibrant within that base of her talent. And so I want to encourage you, whatever your base is, continuously keep things fresh and continue to mix things up. Do not allow yourself to get comfortable. I'm often challenging myself because I understand the wisdom that, and for those that are regular listeners of Motivational Mondays, you've heard me say this because my mentors teach this, that faith requires that we grow comfortable in being uncomfortable. And I have to tell you, there are many times where I'm feeling uncomfortable, but I embrace that, and there's fun in that discomfort. It's like, whee, hands in the air, on the top of the roller coaster, counting one, two, three, whee. That is the vibrancy of life. So if you've gotten stagnant, even if you are physically working out, when you hit a plateau, your trainer will say, you have to mix things up. And so in your vision, with your goals, as you are on this pursuit of the fulfillment of your dreams, if you've hit a plateau, you have to mix things up. Take a risk. Keep things fresh. Try a different approach. Make sure you're having fun. Stretch out of your comfort zone. Continuously allow your comfort zone to be stretched. Continuously allow yourself to be challenged. And when you do that, you are in position, stay in shape. Remember what we're talking about today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. We're talking about four keys to staying in shape. We've established that number one key, I must keep moving. I can't stop. I can't wither up and die. I can't just crawl into a hole. And I must admit, some days, because the journey, there's highs, there's lows, it's the tale of two cities. I think it's Mark Twain that said that. It's bittersweet. There's highs, there's lows, there's ups, there's downs, there's uncertainty, there's all of this stuff. And there's occasionally, not too often, but occasionally, there may be a day where I would be like, oh, I wish I could just crawl in and quit. For a hot second, I may think that. For a hot second because of the challenges. But I understand that we must keep moving. Quitting is not an option. We've established that we have to continue to mix things up. Now let's look at, and that's number one and two of this four-stage journey of keys that we're talking about in this process of staying in shape and or getting into shape. Whatever your position is, it applies on either side. Stay focus on your vision. Do you know what keeps Coach Adams going is the vision before me? And the vision before me is based on words that have been spoken into my life, over my life, visions, dreams that I've heard from God, and so on and so forth. So I have this clarity of the vision. And so we have to stay focused on the vision. We cannot lose sight of what the target is. And one of the things that I often say that we need to continuously stay focused on is specifically the why. Why are you on this journey? Why are you writing the book? Why are you producing this film? Why are you starting that business? Why are you pursuing that vision? Why? Why is more significant? And I say this often, that why is more significant than how. So we often have to, in this process of staying focused on the vision, we have to reconnect with the why of the vision, because the why is the most important. That's going to continuously fuel you. That unearths your passion, when you're clear on the why, keep the why before you. Know what's driving you on your journey and continue in that process. Keep it before you. You know, so often, I'm often tickled because people will write out their goals for the start of the year. They'll never look at them again until the year begins, the next year. And so as we are in this final quarter of the year, where are you with your vision? Have you even looked at it? In my coaching practice, I often recommend that you reconnect with your goals at least twice a day, at the start of the day, at the close of the day, that you are keeping the vision before you. Something as simple as that can make a huge difference when you're fighting to stay in shape, because that reminds you of why am I doing this? Why am I fighting for this vision? Why am I efforting to continue this momentum with this vision? And so when you keep the vision before you, because I understand, I've grown in the wisdom of recognizing that whatever we lend our members to, that spirit, whatever we give our attention to, as some would say, that spirit will continue to live in you. And so whatever it takes for you to continuously reconnect, in that keeping the vision before you, you may want to reconnect with some of your previous successes as a reminder of why you're on this journey. Again, remember that the why is far more significant than how. If I started my journey on how will I do it, we wouldn't have Motivational Mondays. We wouldn't have 4 hours of power. There's so much that wouldn't be if the focus was how. But when the focus why, meaning what the driver is, and there's a continuous connection with your passion, a continuous connection with what set you on the journey in the first place. Why are you pursuing that endeavor? Why are you pursuing that relationship, whatever it is, why? When the why is clear, oh, there's something that happens when the struggles come. When the why is not clear, you're easily double-minded, on the fence, uncertain. But when you're clear on the vision, you know, I'll often ask individuals in my coaching practice, why? Why this goal? Why this vision? Why this dream? And when a person really connects with the authenticity of that why, there is this vibrancy that happens. It speaks to their passion. And that is really what our vision should connect us with. It should continuously connect us with our passion. And when we're able to make that connection with our passion, with what we love, that strong, compelling emotion, now when the struggles come, it's my passion that continues to fuel me because that connects me with my why. So we've talked about it, we're looking at and discussing today, and I trust that you are getting a richness from what is shared. And in just a few moments, we're going to give you, our global listening audience, an opportunity to jump in, to chime in, and I want to hear from you. I want to know, has this information been valuable? Are you taking anything away? Is there any benefit for you? So as we continue in talking about the four keys to staying in shape. This is a struggle that many of us have on our journey. Regardless of the level that you have achieved, there's often times where you will hit a plateau. you'll hit a brick wall. You'll hit a place of challenge. Something doesn't go the way that you desire. And you need to be re-inspired, re-encouraged around your vision, personally or professionally, whatever that may be. And so we've talked about that number one is keep moving. Simple, but yet for many it's difficult because we easily lose focus. We don't want to press through the pain and the suffering, the struggles, the challenge. So we just throw in the towel and we quit. You know, I often find it very humorous when I meet someone, and this is no judgment or no condemnation, but I find it interesting. Someone will say, oh, my gosh, I have this vision. I'm so passionate about it. Oh, my God, you just don't understand it. They come with all of this fire. 6 months down the line, you check in with them, and they've moved on to something else. I'm like, wait a minute. What happened with the fire there? What happened was they came up against some difficulty. And because we're so looking for an instant fix, microwave society, quick, fast, and in a hurry, when things don't progress in that way, they throw in the towel and they're moving on to the next thing. We don't want to, and I want to tell you, you don't want to be known as a jack of all trades but a master of nothing. Mastery is a process. And as you continue to keep moving, you will, in fact, master that area of focus, but you can't quit. Mix things up is number two. Number one, we said keep moving. Number two, we said mix things up. Try a fresh approach. Keep things fun and fresh. Don't allow yourself to get set in your comfort zone. Allow yourself to continuously be challenged and continuously be stretched. Again, at any level that you're in, wherever you are, these keys are very significant. Because if you have gained a level of success and you just say, I'm not going to move anymore, you're going to see a decline in that. If you don't mix things up, you're going to see the effects of that. Because people will think, I've already heard that, or I've already gotten that. You know, even with, for example, my 4 hours of power with Coach Adams, each wind shop, the focus is, yes, there may be a central thread around our shape and the acronym, but the journey is going to always be different. And, you know, I've had individuals that have attended each workshop, wind shop, and we're preparing now, promoting for January the 28th, 2017. You may be saying, Coach Adams, that's just too far down the pipe for me to think about. If you're a planner, you would definitely want to make sure that you take advantage of setting that time aside now. You don't want to miss that opportunity. Why did I share that with you is because there's a challenge for me to keep it fresh, to continuously mix things up, that each one would be different. And so I want to challenge you, the same with Motivational Mondays, that there may be a central thread of certain areas of focus because of where my passion and my heart is as a coach, but there's the challenge to mix it up and keep things fresh. And that's the primary area that I want you to really understand as it relates to mixing things up. Keep moving, mix things up. Stay focused on your vision. That is your target. And number four, as we're discussing today here on Motivational Mondays, the four keys to staying in shape or getting into shape, number four is stay positive. You know, this one is huge because there is such power in words. And, you know, I reflect back as a child, and I wrote a piece around this. If you want to look at that further, it's on my website, coachadams.com, The Power of Words. But there's a line in there that stands out to me so strong that a not-so-wise man said, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. Many of us, we have aborted our vision. We are afraid to step out of our comfort zone. We are afraid to confront our fears. We have wounds. We have hurts, not because of broken bones, but because of the power of words and these words that have been spoken. And, you know, we have to first speak life to our life. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. What are you speaking to your vision on your journey? What words are you declaring? I remember having a moment and I heard myself say, life sucks. In that instant, I spoke it and I had to pull it back because I was having just a moment. I'm sure you have had a moment on your journey, and you may be surprised to know that Coach Adams actually in a brief moment said life sucks because of the difficulty. But she had to coach herself back, understanding power of words, speaking life to your life. And with that, keeping the right people in your circle. Do you have the right people that would encourage you? Do you have the right people that are speaking life into your life? Do you have the right people that are saying, you can do it? Do you have the right people saying, that vision is not too great? Sometimes we have to silence the critics. We have this responsibility to guard our ear gates. And this responsibility starts with us. Silence those critics. But this is what's so challenging. Sometimes the greatest critic, the critic in us, it's you. So you have to learn to silence that critic in you that would allow those seeds of doubt to be planted, that would allow you to say you can't when you can, when your anchor is clear, that you can do all things. Know the voices. Stay positive. Do what you need to do to inspire you. Starts with you. And then guard yourself from those other voices. Do you know that just because a word has been spoken, it doesn't mean that it has to take root? We give it power. So that's why I said we have to learn to silence the critics. And oftentimes that critic is on the inside of us. It's the enemy on the inside of us. I'm going to pause here for just a moment because I so want to hear from you, our global listening audience. This is the time in our broadcast where we open up so that you can share and give feedback, give your thoughts, ask a question. So I want you to know that this is the time in our program when we invite you to share in the discussion. Don't be shy. It's a safe space here on Motivational Mondays. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. This will add yourself to the host queue. Maybe you're on an electronic device. In that case, you would have to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Again, this adds you to the host. Press 1. Don't be shy. I want to hear your thoughts. I want to know the information that was shared today. Did you get any value? Are you truly motivated from tuning in to Motivational Monday? So press 1 on your telephone keypad. Meanwhile, I want to remind you of what we discussed today. And again, know that this is a safe space. What we've talked about is the 4 basic keys, and you may have more insight, and that's why I want to hear from you. Press 1 on your telephone keypad again. Our broadcast is open specifically for you. This time of Motivational Mondays is that you would be empowered, you would be encouraged, you would be inspired around your vision, that you would get tools that you can add to your toolbox. So don't be shy. As we look at and reflect on where we've been today on Motivational Mondays around today's topic, the four keys to getting into shape, staying in shape, just being able to deal with the battle of life and the battle of the stuff that would try to discourage us on our journey, that would try to cause us to quit, that would try to make us feel like we can't, the vision is too great. So I want to remind you, moving, despise not your small beginnings. Understand that each and every step that you take counts. Every step that you take matters. Every step, on the flip side, every step that you don't take counts, and it matters. So adversely, every step you take counts, matters. Every step you don't take, the adverse is the same. Because what will happen is you will be looking back to see how great is this gap. And if you stop moving, guess what? The gap remains the same. But if you just keep moving, when you reflect and look back, you can start to see this gap that was so great. It's like, oh my gosh, I'll never get there. You start to see the gap closing. Each and every day, I encourage you, and some may be saying, Coach Adams, I'm balancing a full-time job and I'm trying to start this vision. I'm balancing a full-time job and I'm a wife or I'm a husband and this vision. Are you kidding me? I'm balancing not only a full-time job, I'm a wife, I'm a husband, and I'm a parent. I'm struggling to balance being an individual in the corporate setting, fighting for my vision and my goals. I'm a wife. I'm a husband. I'm a parent. I'm active in my community or church. You don't get it, Coach Allen. I got a lot of stuff going on. I understand. It's all relative. But I want you to know that even in the midst of that, if you simply just take a step and keep moving, don't quit, you will start to see your vision become clearer and your vision taking on a different life. And that's an awesome thing. But you can't expect that if you don't move. You can't expect a harvest if you don't plant. So do something. Every step counts. Again, I want to remind you that our broadcast is open, and we invite you, our global listening audience, to chime in. This is the time in our programming when we invite you to share in today's discussion, ask a question, make a comment around today's subject. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. This will add you to the host queue. If you are in front of your electronic device, maybe your laptop, desktop, iPad, tablet, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Again, Motivational Mondays is truly a safe space, and we want to hear from you, so press 1 to add yourself to the host queue. as we continue in our summary of what we've been discussing today around today's topic, we've talked about on many different levels this process of continuing to keep the momentum by staying active, keeping the momentum by continuously moving, understanding that this shape-up process and the result is not instant. I don't like hearing that as much as you do, believe me. I want it to be instantaneous, instant, quick, fast, in a hurry, but it costs us something. And we're talking about what are those things that we must do consistently. I'm sharing with you what I've grown to learn to be true on my journey in this process to stay in shape. And a part of that is keep moving. Just keep moving. Continuously step forward. Okay, put your toe in it. You can't put your full feet, your foot, put your toe in it. Keep your toe in the game. Mix things up. Continue to try different things. If what you're doing is not working the way that you're doing it, you have to break the insanity. Insanity has been defined as doing the same things over and over and over and over, and yet expect different results. Break the insanity. Do something differently. Mix things up. Stretch out of your comfort zone. Even if it doesn't logically make sense to you, maybe it's an idea that someone shared with you. Hey, you should try this. If it works with your vision, try it on. See if it makes a difference. Don't be afraid to try something new and different. You know, again, as I coach clients, I'm constantly saying, try something different. Stretch out of your comfort zone. If you don't like, and I have to constantly remind myself of this, if you don't like the results that you're getting, then you have to be willing to try things differently to yield, to get, to manifest different results. So, again, keep it fresh. Try something in a fresh way, and ultimately, have fun. I know I'm having fun with you tonight. Even though you're not playing in my sandbox, boo-hoo, no one will press one, that's okay. I'm still having a great time. I trust that you're getting a richness from what we're sharing. And you know what? It just brings me great joy and fulfillment to be able to share these principles with you. I would love to hear from you and have you interact, but I understand that for some it's uncomfortable. You're like, I don't want to jump in, and that's okay. I'm still enjoying this process. Why? Because every opportunity that I have to walk in purpose is truly one that is fulfilling, and I enjoy the fullness of the process. And that is a part of mixing things up. Have fun. Stay focused on your vision. Stay focused on your goals. Stay focused on your dreams. Don't lose sight of your desires. Don't lose sight of them. Don't tuck them away and put them in a cute little folder, in a cute little drawer. Keep them in front of you. Keep them before you. Stay focused on your vision. The fourth step, their key that we're giving you today, is that you would stay positive, that you do what you need to do to maintain a positive, healthy, vibrant, inspired mindset. And this is a result of what we allow to be deposited into our emotional bank account. So whatever I allow my ear gates to hear, that is what potentially is making a deposit into my emotional bank account. That I'm allowing my eyes to see. So you want to make sure, and that's a part of the power in keeping your vision before you, along with this step of staying positive, going to fuel the flame of that. You have to speak life to your life. And sometimes speaking the life comes from seeing the life, meaning seeing your vision, not just speaking those things, but seeing it. So you have to speak life to your life, and that understanding that there's great power in the words that are spoken, and we have to silence those critics. Keeping a healthy support system around you. Eagles fly with eagles. They're not hanging with chickens. They're not hanging with the buzzards. They're not hanging with the pigeons. Eagles fly with eagles. They keep like-minded individuals in their circle. So you want to be conscious around who is in what I often call your circle of trust. Who do you have around you that's speaking life into your life, that's mentoring you, that you're consulting with, that you're on the journey with, that you're partnered with at any level? So you want to make sure that you are very aware of those that are in your circle and keeping a check on where you are internally as it relates to your internal criticism of you and your vision because of how things may or may not be unfolding in the way that you anticipated. Wow. How quickly an hour of power flies by. Let me share a few things with you as we prepare to close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. I want you to know, maybe you didn't ask a question live, but I want you to know that those that are connected socially, we do have a Motivational Mondays forum. It's a group that you can join. We can keep the dialogue going, ask a question, make a comment. Maybe there's a show idea that you have in mind or a specific guest. You can also email admin@coachadams.com. I want you to know that we appreciate you tuning in to today's broadcast of Motivational Mondays on our next installment. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited about the next week's installment because we have an in-studio guest. Every other week, we have an in-studio guest joining us. And next week, we have Nicole Jansen, and we're going to be talking about the power of leaders of transformation. She is known for leaders of transformation. I'm real excited for the 30 years of wisdom that she will bring, who has supported entrepreneurs and business owners in getting greater results. So I'm real excited about next week's guest. I want you to stay connected with me, and I want to stay connected with you. If you are not already a part of my network, please visit coachadams.com. CoachAdams.com, you can add yourself to my database. I want you to know and be reminded that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment tools to support you on your journey, and this is so that you can achieve greater success. Twice a year, in January and July, we host our live empowerment win shop, 4 hours of power with Coach Adams, Shaping Up and Win. And this is scheduled for January 28th. Now is the time to purchase your ticket through October the 15th. If you purchase your ticket in advance, the early bird always catch the worm. You can register for $25. Standard advance registration is $38 for 4 hours of power, a time, powerful time, a vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment. Receive empowering tools to win on your journey of life and become more equipped to reach your goals personally and professionally. Now is the time to plan, and we are looking for sponsors to join in partnership with us. What a great opportunity to join in partnership and to give the gift of empowerment. If you're interested, you can call 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101 or shoot an email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. Every Monday, our Full Circle of Empowerment starts right here on Inspired Media for You with Motivational Mondays. We thank you again for taking out this time and tuning in. This is Coach Adams signing off for now, one who inspires, I coach, and you win.